You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Droli. Brittany, the games are underway. Last time we spoke, I was down in Sarasota before games started, but now things actually get fun. You get to see these guys out on the field again, playing in games, not just doing pitching, fielding their position drills, PFPs. So let's get right to that. And we've seen some guys get on the mound already. Dylan Bundy pitched today. Kevin Gausman, I believe, goes tomorrow. A couple of guys that finished the season strong and the Orioles need a lift from this year. Ubaldo Jimenez pitched on Monday, Wade Miley on Sunday. Let's start by talking about Jimenez, because he was real good in September. 3-1, a 2.31 ERA. And from what I hear, he's looking to kind of make it deeper into games this season, attack the strike zone a little more. That's certainly something that he struggled with at times and is easier said than done.
Yeah, and I think with his delivery and the kind of pitcher he is, Tim, that's always going to be a little bit of an issue for him. And obviously, he's a guy who's capable of being one of their best pitchers, and you saw that during periods last year. I think this year, Ubaldo knows it's a big year for him. It's a big year contract-wise. If he can find a way to kind of dispose of guys a little bit quicker, to not draw so many full counts or not get ahead, and then all of a sudden he's behind guys, it would be huge. And, you know, it's so early in spring training, it's too early to really say, and nobody can predict the kind of year that these guys are going to have. But the thing about Ubaldo Jimenez is he's just always such a steady presence. He's never a guy who's too stressed out. He's always a positive. So I think the real concern with him is, will it snowball? And kind of based on his personality and the things that he's doing this spring, you'd like to think not, that he's going to really try to have that consistent approach that they really need in that rotation.
I mentioned that Bundy got on the mound for the first time today. A couple of innings, he gave up two runs, one of them earned. This time of year, though, Brittany, that's not really important. I know the pitchers are more focused on just executing pitches. As a organization, how much do the Orioles put into the number lines in the first couple of weeks of the spring?
Not much, because that run today was a homer. So you have to ask yourself, would this be a home run during the regular season? Most of the time it's not, because what fans don't realize is the spring training parks don't have that third deck that all the MLB stadiums have. So really the wind becomes a lot more of a factor. You see a ball that, you know, you thought would go out, that's a pop-up, and then you see a pop-up that carries out. It just depends on the day, which way the wind is blowing. But the stadiums are so different in spring training than they are during the year that, you know, they don't say, oh, he gave up too many home runs in spring training, we got to be careful. With a guy like Dylan Bundy, though, you know, and Buck Showalter mentioned this the other day, they're expecting big things. Keep in mind, a year ago, we were wondering, is he going to make it through the year? Can he hold up? He was a guy who had dealt with a lot of injuries, a lot of setbacks. So I think having that behind him, having a healthy year last year, being able to contribute as a reliever and then as a starter, these are all things to build on. So as far as they're concerned with Dylan Bundy, as long as he's not injured and he's pitching well, and which his line indicates, then there's really no concern.
And the innings limit will be a lot greater this year as far as Bundy goes, as well as kind of the they just kind of let him go a little bit. All right, the one starter who's not pitching this week is obviously Chris Tillman, still nursing the injury. Any updates on Tillman at this point?
Nothing that would suggest any kind of real big change to his timeline. You know, he's still playing catch. They're going to kind of shoot to get him up on that mound, even though it's a half mound. It's still an elevated throwing surface. So he is making progress. It does definitely seem like that opening day is out of the question, and they could still put him on the disabled list to start the year. But, you know, it's just small little injuries. The same thing kind of with J.J. Hardy. There's nothing too new to report on those guys right now, and I guess we're early enough in the spring that no news is good news. Having no setbacks and being on track, even though it's pretty boring, is really what you want.
Another injury this team, really an unfortunate injury this team took, was Michael Bourne, who obviously signed late February 20th. They brought him in, adding some hopeful depth to the outfield, a guy that can get around, maybe not like he used to, but still play the outfield. He was maybe a long shot to make the team from the start, But he hurts his finger catching footballs, of all things. But one thing that he said he's always kind of done as part of his workouts. What does that mean for Bourne and his chances of making this roster?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because, honestly, that whole outfield picture was kind of wide open. There's room for guys who have speed and the on-base percentage and have the defensive capabilities that a guy like Michael Bourne has. And people forget, Tim, he was a big part of their team last year. He started the wild card game. So I don't know if he was that much of a long shot to make the club. I think this certainly hurts. Now he could be up to a month. So that's something you don't want to see. Bourne was on their radar all along. You know, from spring training on, they were just waiting to get a good deal, waiting for him to agree to come to camp as a non-roster invitee. But I thought all along, and so did others, that he would make sense on this team. He presents a lot of things that they really have struggled with. And now, of course, he is going to be a long shot because he's going to be out for up to a month. He won't get the at-bats. He won't get the chances. It's just a really unfortunate freak accident, so to speak.
One guy that's not a long shot at all in any way to make the roster is obviously Adam Jones. And he's off to a great start, which is encouraging to see. He's already made a highlight reel catch in center field, and he's swinging the bat well as well. Is he a guy that generally gets off to a hot start, Brittany?
No, he's not. I think that's probably what makes this a little more encouraging. He's going to World Baseball Classic, so that could have something to do with it, Tim. You know, he's kind of kicking it into high gear a little bit more. He also has lost a lot of weight. He's really focused on eating healthy, paid a lot of attention to that. I know he works with a chef a lot in the off season. He's probably about 15 pounds lighter than he was last spring. So I think a lot of times when guys age, they realize they can't get away with doing the things that they used to do when they were younger. And Adam Jones might be one of those guys. And real encouraging to see how locked in he is this early. The only thing you have to be careful with, of course, is him kind of going too hard too fast because it's so long of a season. But I think a guy like Adam Jones has been so durable, been so tough over the years, you tend to not worry about that as much as you might have with other guys.
He'll be playing with the Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. Manny Machado grew up in Miami, but won't be playing for Team USA. He'll be playing for the Dominican Republic, and you have a story on the site right now about that and the fact that he's basically kind of paying tribute to his mom and the fact that his, you know, his ancestry lies in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think people don't realize how important that is, what an honor it is to play for some of these teams. And with Manny Machado, you know, he really wanted to honor his family, his mother, as I mentioned, his grandparents. This was always a dream for them. He's got a lot of family still over there, really has a lot of roots there, even though he was born in Miami. So I think it was a simple choice for him. It was something that he wanted to do. And it'll be kind of interesting because they play the Orioles next week, and Manny Machado will be on the other field. So it's just a neat thing that the World Baseball Classic brings out in a lot of people. It is really kind of the where you're from and the family aspect of it, I think, is one of the cooler parts of watching the WBC.
And that Dominican team is the defending champs, and they once again have a loaded roster and will be one of the favorites in it. They're in the same group as the U.S., I believe, as well. So it'll be an exciting start to the World Baseball Classic and all the way through. All right, before I let you go, Brittany, we're asking all of our writers here at MLB.com to share a fun story from the road, because obviously over the next 6-7 months, you're going to spend a lot of time in hotel rooms and around the country following the Orioles. So if you can think back on all your time covering the Orioles, how about a fun story from the road?
It's tough. I've had a lot of fun things that I've done. Kansas City, I think, is probably one of the more underrated road cities. And the last time that we were there, I went with a couple of the Orioles. They were getting a private tour of the Negro Leagues Museum, which was fantastic. So did that for a little bit and then made sure I hit one barbecue place for lunch and then got another one to bring to the press box for dinner. So it is a good thing that Kansas City is not in the AL East. I couldn't eat that much barbecue, I don't think. But that was kind of one of the trips that stands out to me as something cool to do on the road. You very rarely get to see these museums and get a tour from the director and get to learn about baseball's history. And that was definitely worth the early morning.
Very cool. And the good thing about Kansas City is you could be there for a four-game road trip and you could eat at a different barbecue place every meal and never run out.
You can, and I've done it. And then you want a salad for the next 2 weeks.
Exactly. All right, great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.